Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It's Michaela J. Hey, hi, hello. I am here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. So let's get into it. We have a hot quickie for this Friday, per usual. And today we're talking about overcoming overwhelm. So this has been an ongoing conversation between myself and a lot of clients recently. I feel like everybody is kind of in the vibe of like the slow end of summer, motivation starts to dwindle a little bit. I don't know if something's going on astrologically lately, but the vibes have been weird. And so if you've been feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. I've been feeling it too, and it just slows down your momentum a little bit when you don't have the right tools and know how to deal with it. So I want to talk about it today, how we overcome this overwhelm, how we start to shift our spiral mindset, because what is happening when we get overwhelmed is a lot of times, if you're like me, this is a pattern that I have, you get so stressed out or so overwhelmed that you do absolutely nothing at all, right? Like we have all had those moments where there's so much to do and we are like, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even want to do any of it because it's so much. And then we sit on our phones or we stare at the wall or we paint our nails or we do something stupid with our time. And I was talking with a client recently about this and she was like, oh my God, you do that? Like I do that too. Yes. Sometimes I'm human. Sometimes I have patterns like that. But honestly, when we do that, we're just sitting in the overwhelm and it's not making anything better. When we have this pattern of like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. I know the things I need to do. It would be a million times easier to just get off my ass and go do them, but I'm going to sit here and think about how I'm stressed out. We just make it worse because we're prolonging the things that we need to do. And when we're prolonging them, we start to feel bad. We stretch out the timeline and then we beat ourselves up for stretching out that timeline. And that's something I am really, really not energetically available for, is beating myself up and creating like an even lower vibration in the process. Like when you start taking it personally and then you have that spiral of like, why can't I just get off my ass and do things? Why am I so unproductive, unmotivated? Why am I procrastinating? Like, oh my God, I should have done this. It's the poison of the should that really gets me, that I'm just like, nope, 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 nope. We are not going to should ourselves. We are not going to do that because you're compounding low vibrational emotions. I almost said standards. Low vibrational emotions, right? Because the stress and the overwhelm is already pretty low on the vibrational scale. It doesn't feel exciting, free, and fulfilling like love and happiness. And then on top of it, you're beating yourself up. So we are not going to do that anymore, right? Like no vibe, not the vibe. And I've really been ruminating in how to shift like overwhelm, how to overcome overwhelm the last month, because the episode that's going to be coming out this following Wednesday, where you guys get my full juicy life update about the craziness that was my fucking July in my personal life, I was overwhelmed a lot. And so this is something that's been on my mind and on my heart. And I feel like I've really mastered the perfect process to move through this. And I, like I said, I've been talking about this with a lot of clients. So I was like, all right, we're all feeling this. It's time to share to the humans. What I do when I notice the overwhelm coming up is I immediately give myself 5 to 10 minutes to just sit there and feel it. Because emotions are energy in motion. It's just an energy that's moving through your body. And when it's overwhelm, it's the buildup of lots of different energies. So it needs to move through your body. And the only way that's going to happen is you sitting there and feeling the fucking emotions for 5 to 10 minutes. So yes, I'm giving you 5 to 10 minutes to have your spiral moment. And usually for me, this looks like sitting in my bed with like a coffee and I just stare at the wall and I like want to rip my hair out, but I don't. Or I like am throwing around some crystals in my hands or I'm just like punching the air. I don't know. I just give myself typically 10 minutes to sit there and feel the overwhelm. Okay. Feeling your emotions, super important. That's actually something we're going to be talking about next week on the podcast too. So look forward to that episode. But I feel my emotions, 5 to 10 minutes, maximum 15. Anything longer than that, you're starting to throw yourself a pity party, which we really don't want. We just want to give our bodies, want to like kind of open ourselves up. You're creating space in those 5 to 10 minutes. You're saying, hi, overwhelm, I see you. You are an emotion. You are an energy in my body. I'm opening up space for you to move through me. I'm going to let you move, all right? And then after that, you're going to get off your ass and get some shit done. Now, my hack for this with overwhelm is making a list of the things that are making you overwhelmed, that are causing you to feel this overwhelm. However, we're going to do this in a really strategic way. I like to look at humans as like wobbly or a solid human. So there are things in our life that we feel wobbly about. These are any like loose ends you have. It's like if you know you need to pay a bill, but you haven't been paying it, so it's kind of like weighing on you, or you need to call your grandma and you haven't called her in like 2 weeks and it's weighing on the back of your mind, or like the laundry has been sitting in the dryer for whatever. Any like loose end, anything you're feeling yucky about that's causing the overwhelm, that's the wobbly humanness. Those are the things I want you to write on your list. When we're overwhelmed, we can make lists, like we tend to make these lists of a million things that need to get done. And yeah, those things need to get done, but where's the priority? That's why I like to look at this wobbly human versus solid human idea, because it's like, what are the things that are literally taking you out of alignment? Like you think about them and they make you sick to your stomach because you've been procrastinating them for so long. Whether that's packing up your shit for a move, like I said, doing laundry, calling somebody, you've been avoiding a conversation, you've been avoiding quitting your job, whatever it is, clean that shit up first. Because once you clean up the things that make you feel wobbly, you're going to be back in your solid human vibration, right? You've closed and tied up all of the loose ends. You're feeling solid again. That overwhelm starts to disappear because those were the heaviest things weighing on you, and now they're all taken care of. So then you can approach the rest of your to-do list, the rest of the things you need to get done, but we prioritize the things that were draining us the most. I promise you, this process works fucking wonders. And then after that, I just continue to take action and ask myself what I feel called to do. So all in all, it looks like giving yourself 5, 10, maximum 15 minutes to feel your feelings, feel the overwhelm, feel the stress, let it bubble up, let it move through your body, maybe have a dance party, maybe scream into a pillow, maybe have a cry, whatever you need to do to start to release that. And then I want you to make your list of the things that have you feeling wobbly. What are your loose ends? What are the things that make you want to throw up thinking about them because you feel so bad you've been procrastinating them? And then get off your ass and get them done. Where we get kind of fucked up with our productivity and where we start to procrastinate is we think about these things and we think about them and we think about them. We're thinking about them so fucking much that we're not getting up and getting them done, when getting them done is the exact thing that's going to make us feel better. So I want you to write down the priorities and immediately jump into them and just go through the list, get them done. You're going to feel your energy is soaring afterwards, and then you can approach anything else you need to do in the day with a clean, fresh energy, because now you are in your solid human vibes. And I want to kind of touch on this when it comes to motivation, because I get this question a lot, like, how do you get things done when you just don't have the motivation? You're not always going to have motivation. I don't always have motivation. You're not always going to have momentum, but it's something that you learn to create. And what gets me up or like motivates me or gets me to move or gets me to create momentum when I really don't fucking want to is my big vision. You know, I come back to this version of myself and I see her and I see the lifestyle she lives and I see how she feels, how she makes others feel, how she gives back, the things that she creates. When I tap into that, motivation, momentum, none of it fucking matters. What I did a week ago, none of it matters. What I did a month ago, what I didn't do a month ago, it doesn't fucking matter. When I tap back into that vision of like who I know I'm going to be, what I know I'm going to create and accomplish, I get off my ass and I get to work. Oh, we're cussing a lot in this episode. Michaela is feeling spicy. I get up and I just get my stuff done. That is my motivation. And if your vision doesn't make you want to get out of bed and start to crush things, whether or not you have the motivation, okay, we're throwing motivation out the window here. It's just like, does it give you the willpower to get up and do at least something today? If it does not do that for you, you need to go bigger, because apparently it's not exciting enough. It's not motivating enough. It's not big enough. Because if it was big enough, it would get you to do your shit. Okay? So it's not always looking for the times you have motivation. I don't always have motivation to go to the gym, but I work out almost every single day. I don't always have motivation to eat healthy, yet I eat healthy because I know the vision that that's creating for me. I don't always have the motivation to get up and like do work all day long, but we do it because of the vision of where I'm taking my business and where my work goes. You know what I mean? So make sure your vision is big and exciting. And I always tell my clients, like, if your vision, like if your vision for life, if it doesn't scare you, then it's not big enough. It needs to shake you a little bit. It needs to make you be like, oh God, like, okay, we gotta get to work, baby. Like, we need to step into a next level version of ourselves if we're really going to make this happen. And if you don't feel that way, it's time to change it up, okay? So we're gonna overcome our overwhelm by feeling the feelings, looking at the priorities, the things that are making us feel the most wobbly, getting them done, riding on the action, tapping back into that vision, and stepping into who we know what we need to be for ourselves. Okay. So I hope this helps. I've gotten so many questions about this lately. You guys, this is literally what carried me through July when my life was a shit show. I can't wait to tell you all about it on Wednesday. So I can't wait to hear how you guys feel about this and this method. Don't forget to take a screenshot that you're listening. I love seeing you guys share on your Instagram stories. And a mini celebration. I just hit 10K followers on Instagram, which is so exciting. Thank you for everybody who follows me over there. So have a lovely weekend, and I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.